Welcome back.
Hi.
How are we?
I'm so good. How are you?
So good. It's Monday.
You know what? And I was literally thinking on my way here. I had a shit week last week. Yeah. It was just like full honest.
It was a week.
It was just like a personal week. And hats off to all my clients that were so understanding. I think it's one thing that a lot of people in our industry can relate to that. Yeah. When you are a one-woman show and you're unwell, you have to call in sick, it's not as simple as calling in.
No one's taking care of it for you.
Yeah, right? Like you got to send out that message and then you got to follow it up with the rescheduling or the refunding and everything like that. So
it's a whole mission.
Yeah, so I actually called my whole week off last week.
Yeah.
It was just a big week. And
right off week, everyone just relaxed.
Shay, I was like texting Shay every day like, I'm just not in the headspace. She's like, just have a day.
Have a day. It got to Tuesday. Have a day. Wednesday. Have a day.
I was like,
I'm all for having a day.
I was like, Shay, I'm having a week at this rate. She's like, have a week. Like, do it.
Yep.
And it was the best advice I could take on board. I literally text her. It must have been Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was literally like 8 o'clock. I'd only done like 2 clients. And Shay was like, I didn't text her. I was like, please tell me it's okay to go
home. You needed some reassurance.
Yeah. Hey. Like, because I was just like, I'd already called a whole day of clients off. And then I just wasn't in the headspace. And when I'm not in the headspace, like I'll do
something. You don't want it to reflect on your work.
Exactly.
Client.
Especially because my clients know me. Everyone can read me like a book. Like I am someone who wears like my emotions as like a full front forward kind of like if I'm tired, if I'm not well, like I'm obviously not going to be very chatty. And I just didn't want people to come in and feeling an off vibe.
Can I also, do you get funny when someone's like, are you okay? And I'm like instant tears. The moment someone says, are you okay when I'm not okay?
Oh,
and you're instantly. Like, I can't be doing this today. I don't have time to cry.
And I'm like, I don't need to tell my client I see every 4 weeks my life problems right now.
Yeah, not today.
Not today.
Not when we're on the verge.
So I definitely woke up this morning. I made avo on toast. I went and dropped back one of my sister-in-laws a coffee and I just kind of just breathed. And I was like, it's okay. It's a nice day. It's going to be a productive week.
Yep.
Breathe.
Yes. So. It's a new month.
Yeah.
We're in fucking autumn.
We're in autumn, but we're both sitting here with sweaty upper lips.
Oh like, my God. Like, what is this?
Queensland.
I'm over it.
Honestly, it's hot. So anyways, I'm good.
Amazing.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm still in the midst of like transitioning and life's still kind of up in the air right
now.
You
had a week last week.
I had a week.
Nothing like my week.
It was an exciting week, but it's a week of just like... I'm change. Sitting with change and I'm still sitting with it.
Yeah.
So I'm fine. I'm great. We're in the midst of finding outfits for Ash, which is like, buy this and just see what we like.
It's literally a matter of like our group chat goes from like sending like, you know, balloon garlands and sorting out guest speakers.
Pay this invoice.
Invoices. And then the group chat like a week, 2 weeks before, it goes into like this like online shopping spree.
Full. Sending screenshots.
But the only one that's not online shopping is Anthea.
She is stressful.
She's a last minute queenie. Like it literally gets to the week of and she's like, yeah, I still haven't got anything, guys.
She told us, she's like, her mindset is like organized, set in stone, make sure everything else is running and then Anthea. And we're like, yes, we like Anthea, love that. She's such a mum for us. She's incredible. She's so on the things. But we're like, look after you too. Like 100%. Make sure you're feeling confident, comfortable. Especially if we're like, I'm stressed about the fact that things aren't getting here in time. So I'm like, I need to be buying stuff 5 weeks ago.
100%.
I'm like, get your stuff.
I know. I'm like, okay, Billie J's got this. I'm buying this because I can just go pick this up at the warehouse tomorrow.
And if it doesn't fit or if I don't like it, send it back.
Yeah. Oh. So, but I'm very much someone like I'll get all my outfits organized this week.
Yep.
Not even outfits for the event.
I have airport outfits.
That's what
we
I
need
mean.
Running up. We need dinner outfits. It's so much. We need more storage. Suitcase.
Stock. No, but seriously, I literally said to Keegan last night, I was like, is it going to be cold? Like I have not.
I'm praying it's cold.
Well, so am I. I don't want to upper lip there.
Yeah.
But like I was like thinking, I was like, it's always a bit chilly there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I love it.
I am looking at like spaghetti strap stuff. Like I don't even have a jacket. And Keegan goes, oh no, you have to show.
Actually, you were like, oh, I might get this outfit. And Tia was like, oh, I'll buy it from you straight away. And if you're not on Helena's like buy and sell page, she will get the most incredible, beautiful outfit she'll wear on a Saturday night. Sunday morning, it's on her page to be like, who wants it? I'm like, Helena.
No, and you know what's so funny? Like,
it's hilarious.
Everyone, like all my friends follow it. And I just think it's so funny, but this shit sells.
It does. But it will literally be like not even 12 hours after wearing it. And you're like, for sale. I'm like, get your bag, sis. At least it's not sitting in the wardrobe.
Well, I'm like, you know what?
No, it's so smart. I'm not knocking it. It's just hilarious.
It's funny as fuck. I would live. I wish I had a friend like me that did that because I would just be like, let's just swap clothes.
You and Tia could swap clothes.
We could. We probably will, vibes. To be honest. But like, and I know the one that you're referring to is we went to the Bella Beauty and Lash Rescue like launch.
It was stunning. It was a stunning outfit. Loved How much it. Was it?
I think it was only like 90 bucks.
Oh, okay. So super cheap.
Oh, I just sell it for like 60 bucks. Get rid of it.
One once.
And then like my toxic trait is like, okay, I've sold it. I've made money. I'm just going to buy more now.
Yeah. And you're like, I need a photo of it to go on the gram to sell and then I'll just do
Literally,
it again.
Literally, because no, you know what? It doesn't work unless there's a photo of me in it. I swear to God.
And in that outfit, we had like the first launch of new boobs.
That's what I mean. It was like, they honestly, maybe I should keep it. It's a milestone dress. But it was like not the hard launch. It was a very soft launch because I've done a very subtle implant.
Yeah. How are the boobs going? What are we at like week-wise? Today's episode is sponsored by one of our incredible sponsors who has been with us from the beginning, Bella Beauty Professional, an Australian-owned company that supplies brow artists worldwide with the best products and brands on the market. They are the one-stop shop for brow and lash professionals, stocking over 50-plus worldwide brands and over 1,000 incredible products. They are always sourcing and releasing new and innovative products so you can stay up to date with what's trending in the industry. Bella Beauty Professional has been so kind to offer you guys yet another 15% off discount code for season 6 of our podcast. To get 15% off your next order with Bella, use our exclusive code BFNSeason6 in capitals at checkout to redeem.
7 weeks. Yeah. So I had my 6 week checkup last week. Yeah. We were literally in like meetings at Bella and I was like, I'm just popping out for an hour, guys. And everyone's like, where are you going? And I was like, I'm just getting an Uber into like my checkup because I refuse to drive in Brisbane.
Yep.
Hate driving in Brisbane. So yeah, I just scooted in there and had a checkup and like I got the all clear that all I good. Didn't have to wear my compression bra through the day.
Oh, isn't that just like the best fucking day?
So I'm finally in like my... I don't have to wear things. And like, cause it's like, it was so hot in that. Yeah. So yes.
And you have to wear stuff to hide the giant bra.
Straps and it covered my whole back.
Yeah. And you're like, it's not the season for wearing long sleeves right now.
So yeah, I'm finally don't have to wear that. I'm definitely in like this weird era of like.
Healing?
Well, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like my wardrobe, like me with clothes. Obviously, I love clothes and I love fashion.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be like ever walking into a room and people are just like, boobs.
Okay.
Then see Helena. And like, I've always
You want to be seen first.
I want people to see my eyes before they see my tits.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to wear anything that's like too booby. But because when I 7 weeks ago, I had no boobs. Like I was a very flat-chested girly. So a lot of my like, you know, I've got like triangle cut dresses and things like that I'm like, that's boobs. Too booby. Like,
okay. So don't want
go
popping.
Out for lunch with like my nan. Like I don't want to look like.
Does nan know you got boobs?
Yeah. I definitely haven't been secretive about it.
Okay. I know some people are like a bit more conservative. Yeah. I wasn't. I get it.
No, I'm just like.
I'm like, I bought these. Like I'm showing these off.
I paid these things off.
But I also get it. You don't want to be like boobs the first thing someone sees.
So I'm definitely going through like this weird era of like almost like hiding them. I don't want to wear a t-shirt. But like,
they're fresh.
Even
they're
today fresh. I've got like a halter neck thing on that's like no cleavage at all.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm comfy. Like yeah. I don't want to show them, but you can see I've got boobs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just trying to like figure out my vibe now. Yeah. And even for like the Asht event, I've bought a few dresses that are like quite low cut through the chest, but there's still coverage over the boob. It's just like it goes down in between
like
the
boobs. A little V moment.
Yeah, but like there's no kind of like you can see like the outline of my boob or anything.
Okay.
So I still want to be obviously like it's a business type of event, so I still want to be like conservative.
Yeah.
Other than that, boobs are going great. Definitely still have like some numbness throughout them. And I experienced that for like 6 months after my lift.
My nipples were numb for about a year and a half.
Yeah. I can't feel my nipples.
Yeah. Basically, they come back.
Nipples down like I cannot feel anything
because everything's just been sliced and diced
I was literally showing Shay like before we started recording like my scars kind of like an anchor scar that's what they're called and on my right one there's like this little red dot that's just like appeared
yeah
And then I was
freak out at anything.
Yeah,
though.
I was like showing Shay, and I only noticed it so this fair. Morning. And then she's like, I've got one. And like Shay whipped her boob out and showed me. And I was like, I've had.
Ah, we're all okay.
So I'm still adjusting to like not sleeping on my belly because I'm such a belly sleeper.
Yeah, RIP belly sleep.
Yeah, but I'm still definitely getting like used to having them. And
yeah. Do you have the feeling like sometimes you just want to take them off? I did in the beginning. I was like, oh, I just want to take them off for a night.
Yes.
And they were heavy in the beginning.
Yeah. I think mine are like, I think I overthink though. Like they're still very like slimy. I don't know how else to explain it.
Slimy?
Like they feel like I can like slide the implant.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Wow, slimy. That's a word. Yeah.
Well, it is. It feels like slimy on the inside of my chest cavity basically.
I don't recall having the slimy feeling in the beginning because I felt very like, rock solid.
Well, you had nothing.
Yeah. So. But now I'm like, oh, I've got the slime.
Keegan I can literally feel it. Goes like, shake your titties. And I'm like, I can shake my titties. And I'm like, oh, that feels so slimy. Shake your titties. Thanks, babe. I was literally brushing my teeth last night. He's like, shake your titties. I'm like, Keegan, I'm literally brushing my teeth. Leave me alone.
They're not just for you. They're for Keegan too.
Literally. I'm like, and I don't want to shake them around in case they move into my
titties are sore.
So.
Oh, that's so funny.
But no, boobies are boobin. I'm very happy with them and I'm so done with surgeries. So
yeah.
I'm content.
We're going to continue on this booby train because I have a story of my boobies from 3 days ago that wasn't a pleasant booby experience. I'm not happy about this booby experience.
Oh, I'm like blind reacting right
now. Yeah, I was like, I'll tell it on the potty because like, let's just chat about boobs this episode.
Okay, I love boobs.
Since having implants, I really don't wear a bra, right?
You never wear a bra.
No.
Don't think I've ever seen you in a bra in like 4
unless
years.
I'm like out on a quick walk vibe, like I'm in a sports bra. Like, no, I'm not in a bra.
Love.
I've never been measured for a bra.
Okay.
Right. So it was like Friday night, scrolling along. One of like an influencer I follow, she had posted a video. Obviously it's a sponsored one, but she's getting measured at this place. Such a fun experience. Really cool. And I was like, I've never been measured. I should go get measured. Yeah. I don't know what a cup size is. Right. So I literally booked in the next day, right? It was 9 a.m. I was like,
wow, that sponsored ad got you.
Yeah,
it got me.
I was like, I'll go get a free. Yeah, measure me up.
It is something that like, was it like a lingerie place?
No, it was like quality bras made for boobs. So I was like, it's not going to be a cheap bra. I'm going to have a great experience. It looks very luxurious. I was like, where is there just like a standalone bra shop on the Gold Coast, right? Like, so I was like, vibe. I'm just going to go. I walk in 9 a.m. Hi, my name's Shay. I'm here for an appointment. It's this lady sitting at this desk and she's typing away on her keyboard and she looks up. She's like, yep. And I was like, she's still typing. And she's like, yep, I'll just need a minute. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, am I okay to look around? Yep.
Did you like walk in like 9 o'clock, like on the dot, like she was still opening or?
No. Like they opened at 8. Like there was other people in there. Like I'm like, morning, I'm here for my appointment. My name's Shay.
So
like
excited,
I'm ready.
Tits.
I'm excited. I'm in a great mood. All right. I'm a little bit nervous. It's a very intimate space.
Yeah.
So I'm like excited though. Right. And so she's just giving me this weirdest energy. Like, yep, I'll be with you in a moment.
Stop.
And she like, it was like, she didn't tell me. I was like, I'm Shay. Yep. Keeps typing. I was like standing there like a fucking loser. She's like, I'll be with you in a moment. Okay. Like, am I okay to look around? Yep. Back to typing. And I was like, okay, I'm rubbed the wrong way. Like initial off the bat, I'm rubbed wrong. Don't like it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I look around for 90 seconds. Shay, like I'm giving her life in this, how I'm saying this. She was as monotoned as possible being like, Shay.
Oh my
God. And I'm like, oh, that's me. Yep, coming. Sure. We go into this like little dressing room.
Okay.
Closes it. It's like a 2x, it was tiny. It was a tiny. And I'm standing there and she's just closed it. And she's turned around. She goes, what are we doing today? And I was like, oh, look, like I've never had my, I've never been measured for a bra. Like I don't wear bras. I'm not really comfortable, but I would love to be measured to see. Maybe I've just been wearing the wrong bra. And she goes, yep. And she just looks at my boobs. Like, yep. As I know what to do, right? She's assuming that I know what to do. And I was like, oh, do you want me to pull my stuff down? Yeah. It's like, babes, you're pissing me off here, sure.
You're like, first of all, I saw a sponsored ad and this is not
this is not the vibe. Like, she was smiling. She was having fun, right? I'm not having fun. So I pull down my top. I'm wearing like a boob tube.
You would have been so uncomfortable.
We are half a meter away from each other. I'm pulling down my tube. Her eyes are lining up with my nipples. She's a short girl, right? I'm a tall girl. She's a shorty. And she's just looking like, yep, turn around. And I was like, turning around. Like, I'm feeling so fucking intimidated. It is an intimate section of this. Like, I was like, is that her breathing? And then she goes, I'll go get your bra. And I was like, Wait, thinking so to myself, I'm like, is that me getting measured? You're eyeballing me? I was expecting like the measuring tape and the cup to the width. And I was like, okay. So she goes, get me 3 bras, brings it back. And I was like, do I walk out? I'm really like, I'm pissed. But I've used the Naked Brow email. My name's Shay and I'm in my local hometown. I was like, okay, I can't be rude, right?
Yeah.
Right? Shit. So I'm like, okay, just keep positive.
Damn it, Dale.
Yeah. I was like, damn it. I was trying to get a new client and now I'm like, fuck. Anyway, so she comes in with a bra, hands it to me. Put this on. Okay. I put this bra on. I can't hook it. It's a fucking like bra. Like it's got the 3 clips. It's, yeah, she's I was a like heavy trying to get girl. My arms behind. I was like, okay. So she's hooked it on. How's it feel? I'm not exaggerating anything. She's like, how's it feel? It's like, babes, do you need to go have a coffee break? Like, are you okay?
I literally would have said, are you okay?
I wish I did, but I had in the back of my mind. I was like, I don't know, like, if she's looking at who's booked in. I was like, I don't want anything to come back and reflect on me. I'm staying positive, but she's pissing me off, right? And I was like, you're making this so shit. And I'm like, look, I'm a little bit uncomfortable. I don't normally like to wear wired bras.
Oh, was it underwire? It's wired.
Yeah, okay. And I was like, I'm a little bit uncomfortable. Is this normal? And she was like, well, if you don't wear wired bras, then yeah. Like, Miss Babes, okay. I was like, okay, like, what size is this? Like, you know, are we going to do a measure up? And she's like, it's on the tag. I was like, oh my God. I'm swimming under my arm trying to find this fucking tag that's behind me. And I pull it out. It's a G. And I was like, oh, am I a G? And she goes, yeah, well, it's fitting you. And I was like, oh, I would have never put myself in a G. She's like, yeah. Get out of this fucking change room. I was like, okay, I'll try in the other two. She goes, I'll go get you an underwired bra. And I was like, okay, thanks, babes. Try it on, I'm uncomfortable. Tried it on, I'm uncomfortable. She hands me a wide bra. It looks like a fucking granny bra. And I was like,
this gonna work on Dom.
I was like, I'm not having a fun fucking time. And so she's like, okay, I'll go get you a double F. And I was like, but have we skipped the measured part? I booked in for measure. We've skipped the measure. I'm just getting eyeballed. And I'm like, okay. And she just had the worst fucking attitude. And I was just standing there like, why have I not walked out right now?
Yeah.
Best part is I ended up buying a fucking bra. I hated it. I just felt in the moment that I had to buy it. It was nearly $200 of just bra. And I left there and I was like, do I write a review? I'm pissed. Because at the end of the checkout, right, I tapped her hat and I was like, oh, I'll get some like nipple covers, right? Sometimes yeah, I don't want a bra.
Nipple cover.
Yeah. And there's this one here, non-adhesive. And I was like, oh, there was a small, medium, extra large. And I looked at her and I thought, well, she's just seen my nipples. So I'll let her tell me
if this what size comes I should at get. You and says extra large.
She goes, she looks up. She's at her desk again, typing away. She looks up. She turns around, just picks up a box and chucks it on the counter, this one. And I'm like, okay, like, do you think a medium is fine? She goes, yeah, your nipples aren't that big. Yeah. And I was like, okay, thanks, Miss Girl. She's back to typing.
Damn, she's got a lot of typing to do.
Tap when you're ready. Why am I, I'm tapping and I'm thinking, why the fuck am I doing this? I tap it, beep, hands in the bag. And I'm like, have a great day. Turns around, walks outside. And the moment I stepped out the door, I was like, what just happened? And I was just, that's not the sponsored post that I just had on my page
and
yesterday.
You know what? It's insane how sometimes a service, like, so who's, can you imagine if you spoke to someone
that's
like that
doing
an eyebrow?
That's what I kept thinking. I was like, I'm in the service industry too.
Yeah.
I would never want anyone to feel the way I just felt in that dressing room with you in a such an intimate experience.
Oh, I would hate that.
So I'm still sitting here like, do I write a review? Do I email someone to be like, hey, I just came in.
Get a refund on your bra.
Yeah, I'm going to send it back. But also, it's because of the brow, you can't just get a full refund. They only do credits only.
You're like, I'm not going back into that
No,
shop.
Literally. So I'm obviously going to just postage it because I don't want to go back in. I was like, that was a shit experience.
Really sad. Yeah. Especially for something that, you know, for someone like you, to even step out to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go and get my boobs out.
I was nervous.
Yeah. Yep. So like I said, someone how they like, okay, if she had a bad morning, someone before you was an absolute bitch. Like these things happen. But when you're in the industry of servicing people, you need to like snap out of it.
And so there was another lady in a dressing room next to me getting serviced by someone. They're having a fucking jolly good time. They're laughing. They're giggling. And I was like,
I want that girl.
I want to be over there. Can I come in your dressing room?
Hi. Can I get my tits out with you guys in there?
You guys look like you're having fun. I'm not. She's not. Like,
was she young? I don't mean to sound like an old
person. No, she's probably like 35.
Oh, okay. So she's definitely.
She just had an attitude like a fucking sourpuss.
You know what? Mine, I'm like totally going off track. But like introducing Buff Lashes, a game-changing lash lifting solution created by Buff Brows. The ultimate lash lifting kit will revolutionize your client's beauty routine. And what's so great about it is it's created by text for text.
Their kit includes 3 simple steps to give your clients those stunning lifted lashes. And here's the best part. It's suitable for all lash types, from short and straight to long and fine. And it's cruelty-free and vegan.
I was in Subway the other day.
You have sourpuss too?
Yeah. And I love Subway. I'm so nice. And like even Keegan, every time, because we get Subway like once a week because it's an easy meal.
Yeah.
This is what we feel like. Yep. And I went to a different Subway and Keegan always says, you're so polite when you order Subway. Like it's annoying. Like they're like, what do you want? I'm like, please. Like, can please. Oh,
okay.
English,
so you're
please.
Being a good customer.
I'm constantly saying, please. Yeah. I say, thank you. Yeah. Cause that's how I would want someone to speak to me.
Of course.
So anyways, I walk into this Subway. No one else is in there. Mm. I walk in. There's a chick at the counter. Yeah. So I like walk in. No one says anything to me. And I like walk down to obviously the start.
You got to go past the checkout.
And she goes, from the other end of the shop, what can I get you? And I'm like, oh, am I having – is I can't see anyone in front of me.
Yeah. Who's talking to me?
Yeah. And she's like down like probably like 3 meters away.
Yeah.
She's like, what can I get you? Like repeats herself. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Miss girl, do not take that tone with me.
And I'm like, sis, I've had a morning.
Yeah.
Like I was like.
This was one of those days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, can I just get a 6-inch ham and Italian ham and cheese, please? Yeah. Please. And she gets it out and she goes, what meat? Doesn't even look up at me. And I'm like, oh, ham. And I was like, I'm not saying
I said
please.
It. I said it. Yeah.
Saying ham.
I said ham.
And she's like, pardon? Like, and I was like, ham. And I just looked at her. And then it's almost like she snapped. She's like, okay. Like
she came back to.
Yeah. She
You're
was
like, we could have had this from the beginning.
Yeah. And then she kind of, okay. And then like went down and she's like, cheese. I was like, old English, please.
Mm-hmm.
And then entire time didn't look up at me. Like just moved over to the salads.
Yeah.
And just like paused and waited for me. And I was
What if this is your first time at Subway? What do you want me to do? Talk to me.
And I was like, and I'm someone like if Keegan was next to me when this was happening, Keegan is someone who will be like, put a smile on your dial. Like he will say something.
He calls me out.
Okay. He does. And like, it's one of my favorite and like least favorite things about him. Because I am not that person.
Yeah.
I cannot in any way ever call someone out for being rude or something. Yep. Unless it's really like the bitch in Mimco, she got called out. Anyways.
The bitch ass hoe. Do you remember that meme?
No. No, but seriously.
The bitch ass hoe in the back.
Like when I got my mum with me and like you're talking shit, I'm going to have to fire up.
Yeah.
But
we're not
like,
in this moment.
I was like, thank fuck Keegan is not here with me right now because he would have been like, are you having a bad day? Like, and probably would have made our day worse.
Yeah.
Anyways, we get to the end of it and she's like standing there hovering over the sauces.
Talk to me.
And she's like.
Communicate.
She literally was like, if someone's not like watching videos right now, she's literally going to me like kind of questioning me. And I'm like,
with a hand
well,
signal.
You didn't
like,
fucking
what you
ask me like sauces.
Are we up to the sauce? I don't know.
I'm like, mayo and honey mustard, please.
Please.
Yeah. I said, please again. It just comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and salt and pepper. Thank you. And then she gets to the salt and pepper. She's like, salt and pepper. And I was like, thank you. Like, I was like, I'm going to start having to give you sass back, sis. Anyways, and we get to the end of it. And it was like, $21. And I was like, oh, I was like,
sorry.
I was like, that's really expensive for a 6-inch.
Yeah.
I got no extras, nothing, girl. She's usually $7.
Yeah.
I get this once a week. I don't know how much it is. She's like, oh, sorry. She's like, I put a foot long in. I was like, okay. And then she was like, waiting for me to tap, like it still said $21.95 on the thing. And I was like, are you going to change it? And she's like, yeah, wait. And I was like, give me this fucking Subway and let me get the literal.
It's so rude.
But I was like walking back to my car and I literally text Keegan and was like, if you were just with me in Subway, you would have literally had a go at this chick. Not a go, but he would have said something
like,
back.
What's
and
going
I would have
on?
Let him.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, that is so rude. Yeah. I literally almost said, you should really probably think about how you're talking to a customer. Yeah. Like this was.
Oh. It's moments like that where I wish we could speak up, right?
And but then I'm also like, I don't, you know, I've been like when I worked at Priceline on registers and stuff like that. If someone is like an asshole to you and you're just like trying to move on with your day and someone comes in.
But you were being
right
an
after,
asshole. You didn't start off being an asshole.
I was like.
You came in happy and friendly.
Babes, welcome to serving people. If you don't like your job, change it. So anyways, I just like was on my way home and I was like, can you imagine if someone walked in and I was like, wax? Yeah. Doing a wax today?
Yeah.
And my clients would have been like, Helena, what the fuck's up your ass?
Yeah.
And I would want someone to call me out.
It leaves such a sour taste, like that one experience. Mm. And you never know who's going to really take that attitude somewhere.
Yeah.
But it is. It's like we're all in the customer service industry.
And was like, do you want to get Subway? I was like, not from there.
Yeah, fuck them. Never going back.
And then we went to Subway at like our normal place and the guy was so nice. And I was like, thank you. But when people are so nice to you, like it makes you remember
Like, I don't remember all the great times. I remember that one shit time and I was like, fuck you.
It's always like, it's like reviews. Like when you get left a bad review, you can be told 1,001 times that you're an amazing brow artist. But that one time that someone leaves a bad egg review, you're going to remember that.
Okay, riddle me this. You have staff. You know one of your staff members. No, maybe you don't know, but you got an email from a customer saying, hey, I actually had a really crappy experience with your staff member.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would definitely look into it.
Yeah.
And I would be...
Because this is how I'm sitting as this bra experience. Do I go to the company and be like, this one chick really fucked me off, like XYZ?
I literally don't want to come back into your shop.
Yeah. Would you rather know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not like a...
100%, because that person's representing that business. And like I know firsthand, like one of my friends, she owns a clothing store and she has always said, Helena, go in and let me know what the girls are like. Like, please tell me how your experience was.
But I don't want to come across as a Karen either, right? You don't want to come across as a whiny bitch.
Say that in your, say that when you're messaging them. Like, you know, I work in the industry where I serve people more hands-on than what that person is.
Yeah.
And if I was being treated or treated someone like that, or I had a staff member working for me, I would want to know, because
Talk to me.
You know, as much as you can say that they've lost your business, it's not probably a massive thing in the grand scheme of things, but you're now sharing your experience.
I'm sharing my experience. So, I'm like, don't go to this place because that bitch was really mean.
Well, that's the thing though. Like, it's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Like, you've had a horrible experience getting there. So, like, now why would I want to go there? Like, I would drive to the Gold Coast to go and experience this fun thing.
The thing was, the bras were very great quality. I could tell. Like, I just don't think I was sized properly. I had a shit experience. I didn't like what I got. So now that whole experience is just like blacklisted.
I'll tell you what we're
going
to do today when we go to the office after this.
We're going
to
write an
email. We're writing that damn email because
I got her name badge and I was like, I remember you.
Yeah, you know, it's sad. Mm. And, you know, I have been on the receiving end of, you know, I was like 16, 17 when I was serving people. Yeah, I had a fucking attitude sometimes. It pissed me off. And I was the person, I remember having one complaint about me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck, people do this.
Did it pull your head in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was kind of like, oh, fuck, you know what? Yeah, I probably did ruin that chick's experience with, I color matched her and her skin's orange. Like, that would suck. But also, I was like, I had a bad day and that annoyed me. But then I was like, I shouldn't have let that affect that shopper's experience.
Mm.
So I definitely, and I speak on behalf of everyone listening right now, you should absolutely write the damn email. And you know what? You can be like, I'm just, you know, she was so busy tapping away when I walked in. Now she can have something to read.
Here's that email, babes.
Because you know what? I would love to go get sized up. And we're definitely at the age where
apparently we're meant to be wearing bras.
Oh, well, fuck me. I just have my tits out. I do not need to wear a bra.
Yeah. No, but I've never been comfortable. And that's why I thought, go get measured, because you've just probably never worn the right bra.
Yeah.
But apparently eyeball is the only way. I'm like, babes, I've been eyeballing for 25 years.
Yeah, trust me. I think you should definitely write the damn email. But it definitely wraps into like, you always have to ensure that you are giving
service.
The best. I believe in treating your clients how you would want to be treated.
Mm.
And I've always said that. I've always priced my business off how I would be, like what I would expect to pay for something and things like that. So
quality. If you're getting a luxury service, you want a luxury experience.
100%.
And if they're not matching up, something's going on.
You should message that influencer and be like, I need you to know. I need the name of this chick.
Who's that lady? Because they were having a jolly good time in that video.
I bet they were.
I'm sure it's because you're getting paid as well. But she was like, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, but the thing is, so that, obviously that business has invested in marketing for her and it's worked because you've made it.
I booked it the next, like within 12 hours I was booked
exactly.
In.
Exactly. But then now it's going to come back and bite that business on the ass because of their person.
We've got emails to write after this, ladies.
Add it to the list of emails we have to write. But anyways, we are adding it in because that is not fair. Now
we
I'm
are giving and we are getting.
Now I'm a mad quality friend. Service. So now I'm going to be sticking up for my friend. I'm coming for you, bra place.
No, I haven't named any names. So I have
not. No, we're not
any.
Doing any form of defamation. It is all well and good.
Yeah, I'm just sharing your customer experience.
Yeah, this was definitely a catch up. Very much titty talk.
So much titty talk.
We touched base a little bit on like our weight loss surgeries and stuff last time, and I have noticed that a lot of people in our DMs requesting.
Oh, more, don't they?
Yeah, just like more. You kind of half touched base on it, and whatnot. But I think if it's something that we're both comfortable with to do like a whole episode catching up on that.
Yeah. We can add that on the list.
I've read a lot of messages that have literally made my heart so warm to say people have booked in because they've listened to us and they've watched our journeys and things like that. So yeah. I think we should definitely do, if everyone is interested, a little catch up.
Do a little catch up.
Yeah.
Questions coming from listeners is also fantastic. So yes, people listening who are interested in this topic
or have had it or have a question about
it. Send us some questions so then we can make sure we're answering what definitely. You guys want to hear.
Because it is, I know, and you would know firsthand, Shay, probably more than me because I had you a lot to lean on through my journey, that there is so many random questions that you have. That
so
you
many. Just, like, and I feel like I've forgotten them as well.
Yeah.
Because it was so long ago. Yeah. So or refresh.
Like, just like reassurance on something is also massive. I literally remember messaging Shay and being like, hey, pretty sure I'm going bald. Is this normal?
Do you know one thing that people don't talk about is why am I needing to go to the toilet 2 seconds after having someone tweet that?
Shay, I literally will never forget. We were at a cafe near the old podcast recording studio in Paddington. And we always usually grab a coffee or something before.
Yeah.
And Shay literally, I had booked it in. It was the first time I was seeing Shay and we were like chatting all about it. And she said to me, you need to know that when you need to shit, you need to shit.
You need a toilet. And it's like, this is the stuff that I'm like, oh, this is not pretty, but people need to know this.
Yeah.
So we can, we can.
I was like, okay, let's talk about it. So anyways, we'll slide that into what to talk about and we can just chit chat about it again.
Done. All right. Well, we'll put that on the list.
Add it to
done.
The list.
Done. Done, done, done.
Perfect. Well, thanks for tuning in with us again, guys. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Introducing Say and Serenity, the brand with a mission to shake up the beauty game. They're all about redefining the everyday with their innovative products that make you wonder, why wasn't this done sooner? Say and Serenity drew inspiration from the hair and skincare industries to create a range that actually works. From prep to protection to perfection, their products are made with top quality ingredients and are super easy to use. Their latest wonder, Skin Blur. It's a game changer for reducing redness after waxing. And then there's Second Skin, their latest launch. It's the solution to all of our redness and inflammation problems during wax. Seriously, where has these products been our whole lives?